Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings. This is your Brother Elohim broadcasting a little late. It's like 10:30 in the evening. I'm broadcasting from my facility that I'm in. I'm just I won't be able to do the interacting with the audience, but we will be here live. Going through some things for a few minutes. The topic, as usual, is the Bible 2.0. So, as usual, the first thing we always talk about, we talk about love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. So as long as you're committing acts to make others feel good, the one universal law, there's only one law of the universe, that you'll reap what you sow. Law of attraction, all this stuff, all this coming from reap what you sow, you know? So, as you're in a relationship with a group or something, or with your family or group or whatever, if your actions always make them feel good, then, if your actions always make them feel good, then you'll be in a feel-good relationship, okay? So I'm speaking just from my phone today. I know I'm supposed to be on between 8 and 9. We'll try to do that tomorrow. But right now, I just want to get on the airwaves. I don't have all my equipment, but we want to do some daily broadcasts every day because I think it's needed out there. The reason why we're calling the show the Bible 2.0 is because the Bible has its own thought process, okay? And right now, people aren't, all of the groups out there, they're bringing their thought process to the Bible. When the Bible, the Bible actually has its own thought process. They are afraid of the Bible's thought process, okay? Because they're bringing what they're bringing to the group. The key, something that Jesus said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Well, we're talking about asking questions, okay? How can a question be answered if it's never asked, okay? Now, the things that we have to do in order to get in the right mindset or the right frame of mind to deal with the book, with the thought process of the book. This is what we're going to be dealing with. This is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the Bible's thought process, not the one that they're bringing to the book, but we're going to be talking about the Bible, the thought process of the book itself, okay? Now, certain things that have to be done in order for you to actually get into that mindset of the Bible itself, okay? In order to get into that mindset of the Bible itself, the first thing you have to do is you have to start analyzing the code. Now, the book does have a code. The key to the code is Psalm 82:6, okay? Now, Yahshua backs that up. It says in Psalm 82:6, ye are all God's children of the Most High. Now, that's very important because, when they was trying to convict Jesus of a crime, even though he committed a crime, he said, isn't that written in your law that you are all God's? He's trying to tell him, he's trying to hang me for something that the book is saying that you are. You follow what I'm saying? So that's the key. That's the key to the whole thing. Now, here's what we have to do. Since that thought process, when it says that you are all God, Psalm 82:6. So now, everywhere in the book where they're talking about men and women, okay, everywhere in the book they're talking about God. They're talking about men and women, okay? So if men and women are gods, here's the first question that you're supposed to ask. This old, beat-up, raggedy person like me, why would the Bush book suggest that I am a god? That's a question, see? But if you don't accept what the book is saying, why would you ask that question? You can't get an answer to a question that's never been asked. That's how they're tricking you. They're shaping your mind in such a way that certain questions you don't ask, so certain answers you're never going to get. They make sure that certain answers you're never going to get. That's important. Now, why is that so important? Because as long as you don't ask the right question, they control what your thought process is. It's not strange that we have so many religions out here, so many things going on. That's not strange. It might seem strange to you, but all of this is by design, okay? There are people who are controlling things that know all of these secrets that we're going to get into tonight, right? In fact, this is what we're going to be talking about for a minute, because we have to wake you up to what's going on out there, right? We have to wake you up to the process. Now, let's get into the thought process of the Bible. You are a God. Everywhere that they say God in the book, they're talking about men or women. That's what's going on. So if men and women are God, let's go back to when it said God made the heavens and the earth. We're not going to go pre-Bible right now because I'm just now beginning to broadcast on the airwaves. So we're not going to go pre-Bible, all right? excuse me. So if God made the heavens and the earth, and God is a man or a woman, that means that we have the technology, okay, to make planets. Think about that for a minute. We have the technology to make planets. Now, if we have the technology to make planets, what evidence do we have to suggest that that's even possible? Look, the moon is a satellite. We have satellites up there right now. That means we're coming back into the knowledge that we had when we made these solar systems and stuff, okay? Yeah, we made the solar systems. We ignited the suns and all that stuff to burn, to do the things that it's doing. Yes, this is what you have done. What is a God? A God is a designer, okay? Now, I'm just going to skip ahead just a little bit, all right? back to the Adam and Eve story, right? God told Adam and Eve, said, look, you can eat of everything else, but just don't eat of the forbidden, from the forbidden trees over here. Cool, oh, no problem. But when the reptilian being starts talking to Eve and convinced Eve to go and try the fruit, but Eve looked at the When Eve went to look at the forbidden food that they were supposed to eat, she said, this looks good. Seems mighty tasty. So she tasted it and ate it and gave some to Adam, right? Now, think about what the book, the thought process of the Bible is telling you. I'm not talking about what these programmers out here are getting you to do. That's why we're fighting and killing and murdering each other out here, because we don't know who we are. You know what I'm saying? So it said, if you eat of this particular from these trees, you will become like gods and know good and evil, right? So they ate of this tree. That means they became gods. The book called them gods. Well, I'm saying it's right in the book. You can read it for yourself. They don't want this thought process. This is the book's thought process, not the thought process of the people that's bringing this information. This is the book's thought process, okay? Now, with the book's thought process, when God came, he says, where you guys at? You know what I'm saying? They hid themselves because they realized that they were naked. Now, the question that was asked, who told you you were naked? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, God didn't tell them that they were naked. And they sew leaves together to make an apron. What does that tell you? God didn't tell them how to sew the leaves together. God didn't tell them how to make that apron. They began to design. They designed clothes for themselves. You see what I'm saying? So when they design the clothes for themselves, this is what God does. God is a designer. Think about what's going on all over the world. Everything that you see, everything that's here, everything that you eat and the stuff that you're driving and the clothes that you wear, they were designed by us. Everything was designed by us, but that's who we are. We are designers. Now, the show is scheduled for an hour, but I might not broadcast for a whole hour because it's been a long day. But I just want to get started, and we want to broadcast every day. It might not be at the right time, but I want to get some type of information out every day because we need this information. We don't know who we are. If we don't know who we are, we don't know how to treat each other. That's the problem. We need to know how to treat each other. The book says we are all gods. Now, if I know I'm a god and I know you're a god, and if I treat you like a god and you treat me like a god, where would the strife be? You see what I'm saying? Because we respect and teach each other well. Just like one guy can do something to put a person on the ground, another guy can do something to put the person on the ground as well. So respecting the ability of God, who are designers, we begin to respect each other. This is how the whole thing is going to play out. Now, we have to begin to wake up. We have to stop being believers. Oh my goodness, that's a big deal, because we believe in everything. You got people that believe in dogs and snakes and cows walking around, holy animals, cows walking around, because we believe that cows are sacred. People will believe anything. So we want you to stop being believers. We want you to accept what's going on. See what I'm saying? Now, if you want to accept and respect the cow, that's fine. Because in Genesis, the diet that it's giving you, you're not supposed to be eating these animals anyway. You know, so in Genesis 1:29, I've given you every herb and seed-bearing plant for meat. That's supposed to be your meat. Now, the reason why we're in the doctor's office so much is because we're consuming this flesh. Okay, we have to stop consuming the flesh and start dealing with vegetables. That means you have to study. You have to study nutrition and diets. That's why Yahshua said that you should heal thyself, physician, heal thyself. And all of the things that you need is in the food. So you have to be mindful of what you're eating if you're going to stay away from the doctor's office. Now, we need to go get a checkup every now and then, because you got to remember who the doctor is. The doctor is a god, just like you are. And there's nothing wrong with going to God to get a checkup, to have him check what's going on, have him see what's going on. If you want to come from, give him that kind of respect. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you go, the doc shouldn't find anything. Okay, I'm sitting up there and we have right now. trying to figure out what's causing a certain problems with me. And it definitely, it's related to diet, because I've been on and off my diet, but that's not going to happen from now on. I am now 77 years old, and it took me 77 years to become 20 years old. I'm starting over at 20 years old. We go through the system, do everything, what I got to do, whatever, you know what I mean? But with a different purpose in mind, with a different agenda. My agenda is global. We have to keep these people from blowing this planet up, okay? We as God has come to the point that we can bring fire and brimstone. we've got nuclear weapons, or we got weapons that are stronger than nuclear right now. They got some pretty good stuff out there. Plus, they got some, they weaponized some of the satellites out there with neutron radiation and all that kind of stuff. It's amazing what we can design to harm ourselves. So in, what do you call the people? The Continental Congress, President Hansen and them, when they set this system up, they set it up so that the people have some voice in what our leaders are doing. The Constitution was designed to protect the people from the leaders, okay? Now, let me tell you why this is so important, because when the Constitution was set up, we call ourselves Elohim five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white. Colors, all five tribes were here. You have the poor white trash that England just dumped over here. You have the Moors, you have the Indians, you have some of the Aztecs that was here. Everybody was here. The Africans was here. Tribes was here negotiating, setting up the system. Although George Washington came along, did a military coup, stole everything, started a big old war. He lost the war. We didn't win the war of 1876. I understand. We didn't win that war. We're literally a colony of Britain right now. But if you start researching it, you get some of this information that we're still a colony of Britain. That's why some of the states don't want to. That's why in the Constitution you have the right to bear arms, because you have two countries here, the United States and the United States of America, and the people are afraid that the United States of America, with the federal government, will come in and get too much power and just start taking over stuff. That's a big concern. So in order to balance all of this, you have the right to vote. With the right to vote, you can push the country in the right direction. Now, there's some things coming. One thing that has to happen, this country has to survive no matter what. We have to make sure that these people don't destroy this country. Because this country is the key to the global unity of the planet, so we don't destroy this planet like we did Mars. Yeah, we blew the face of Mars off too. We've been out there causing devastation. If you get a chance, look up and check out the Lemurians. Check out the Lemurians. Go Google Lemurians, you know, because we came here first as Lemurians. This is before Atlanta. And you can get some of this information, some of this history. I'm just giving you a brief run through. I'm only going to be on for half an hour tonight. I'm not going to do the whole hour. But I just want to give you some information so that you can see what's going on, you know, because we need this information. Now, this information is critical because each tribe had 2,000 years to rule. Black tribe ruled for 2,000 years, didn't do such a good job. Brown tribe, 2,000 years. Red tribe, yellow tribe. Now, the white tribe, their 2,000 years is coming to an end. That's what all this is about. They do not want to lose control, and you can't blame them. No tribe want to be under another tribe's control. Now, once we dealing with, you know, the Bible letting us know that we're all gods, we can design things to destroy each other. That's not what we want. We need all five tribes working together as one, because this planet is actually a paradise. Yes, this planet is a paradise. There shouldn't be people hungry, sleeping on the street, or nothing like that. So we're going to have to change the paradigm. We have to change all this around to make sure that this is, to make sure that we're here. Because if we don't do this thing right, like God, like dictators like Putin and the guy from China and a few other guys would be dictators, we have to challenge these people because we don't want another situation to happen in Germany. 45 million people dead because one guy with this mindset, we're the chosenness and there are no chosen anything. You know what I'm saying? We are all God, according to the Bible. If you accept it, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about believing in this stuff. You just have to accept it. once you accept it, when you see that guy next to you, you know you're sitting next to a guy. You know he's sitting to next to a guy, and you respect each other. And that's what's going on, and that's what you have to do. You have to respect each other. It's about respect. But you can't respect each other unless you know who each other are. You don't know who you are. You don't know who they are. See what I'm saying? As a designer, right? See, now, if we get this information early enough, as a designer, you can sit back and design your entire life exactly what you want to be, how you want to do it, what do you want to do, you follow what I'm saying? Because you got it like that. The problem is nobody's telling you that you have it like that, okay? And that's what's going on right now. I see a couple people trying to get in here about taking no callers tonight. I'm just going to talk for half an hour. And I'll be back on the air again tomorrow. We can talk some more tomorrow, okay? For some reason, it's quiet enough in here for me to broadcast, okay? I asked the people here. They said it was okay for me to broadcast, so I'm broadcasting, okay? Now, remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. This is all about loving each other. But this system teaches love, this culture, not system, this culture teaches love as obsession, not so. Most of us don't really know what love is, and that's a big problem. That's why our relationships don't stay together. We can't seem to get along in groups. We have all kinds of trouble out there. But if you notice, we're Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love. You notice that whenever there's trouble and the people are fighting for justice, all five tribes show up. Black, brown, red, yellow, white. We're all there fighting for justice. So we're beginning to move in the right direction, okay? But we have to make sure this chosen mentality, okay, is squashed. Ain't nobody no more chosen than anybody else. And we have to work this thing together, because when people ask, well, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be out there maintaining the universe, making sure the suns are working properly and the planets are doing what they're supposed to be doing. We got it like that. And we can come back into that knowledge if we begin to work together. You follow what I'm saying? That has to happen. If we don't, strife will continue. You got, right now, all five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white, they all have nuclear weapons. All of them have nuclear weapons. And this is not what we want. We don't want the tribes at odds with each other, okay? So the only way that can stop is we begin to wake up ourselves, knowing who we are, knowing what our capability is, knowing what we can do, and we have to begin to love each other, okay? Now, right now, our villages are broken. Our villages are broken. I still hear Joshua. All of the cities were supported by villages, not communities. Communities are economic base, and that's a problem. They can control who gets what housing, the money that goes into the schools, who's being trained, who's being what. That's the community, the economic base. Then the village is people-based, okay? As a people-based system, we worry about who's doing what and how we're doing, and we're bringing everybody up somewhat together. And they're going to come up from. So the whole neighborhood, the whole village survives properly, like we were doing on Wall Street before they burned it down. They are afraid of the villages coming together and being prosperous, not communities. See, because they can control the communities. If you notice, there'll be one ethnic group in the neighborhood 30 to 60 years later, that ethnic group is gone and somebody else is there, because the banks literally own and control the community. So we need to start setting up the villages, because the villages are actually broken. And the villages need to be fixed. Now, where do you begin fixing a village? That's an interesting thought. Because if you're here, That means you came in the way everybody else came in. You had a mother and a father. If you had a mother and a father, then you might have brothers, sisters, you might have gotten married. You need to start connecting with your entire diaspora, okay? Your diaspora might be 2,000 to 3,000 strong. If your diaspora is 2,000 to 3,000 strong, it only takes 3,000 votes to put a mayor in office. You know what I mean? But we don't know who our distant cousins is, who our aunts is, who our uncles. We don't know all that. And we're looking into that for the wrong reason. You know, Ancestry.com, we just want to know who our ancestors are. But we should be looking into that to repair the village, okay, so that the villages can be working together and working together and turn this planet into what it is, a paradise. This planet is a paradise. We designed this planet to be a paradise, and that's what it is. And the problem right now is man and humanity to man. That's the problem we have right now, man's and humanity to man. And we have to correct that. This inhumane practices that we're doing to each other, it has to stop. And now that you know who you are, if you don't have a thought process in your mind right now to stop it, sit down, get a pencil and paper out, design a something that will affect, that will correct the problem, because you got it like that. That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid you're going to begin designing systems to help each other out. I mean, if you're watching the news lately, they're trying to give the students some kind of relief on their debt. Now, how could anybody oppose children getting relief on their debt, trying to make something of themselves? These are the future leaders and rulers of this society. They need all the support and help they can get, but there's people fighting against them getting any kind of help whatsoever. Now, they make up some good excuses, but the excuses are terrible. You know, I'm sitting here listening, you know, listening to what these guys are saying. This is what I'm saying. You have the opportunity to change this. How do you change this? You have the right to vote. Don't let them take that. I don't care who you vote for, Trump, his cousin, or his daughter. I don't care. It don't matter who you vote for. But make sure your vote is being counted. You know, you voted for Biden or son Joe, I don't know, whoever you vote for. Just get out there and vote for somebody. Constantly exercise that power, because that's really the only power that you actually have to push these politicians in the right direction, okay? And you have to make sure that they do not take from you. Now, here's something that you might not know. I'm going to drop this, and then I'm going to sign off for the night, and maybe I'll get a chance to broadcast tomorrow. I'm broadcasting when I can, because I'm not in a place, I'm not where I have control over the environment. So I can't always broadcast when I want. So I'm broadcasting when I can. It's like 11:10 at night now. So, you know, I'm normally asleep by this time. But listen to this. This country, okay, the system is a trust. And I don't know, those of you who know much about trust, go on Google, go on the internet, learn a little bit about trust. It will help you out a whole lot. You'd be surprised. This country is a trust, and the indenture agreement of trust is the Constitution. That's why they have to swear to uphold the Constitution before a trustee can become a guardian. Okay, before the trustee can take office. Okay. Because the Constitution is the trust agreement. It's a trust indenture agreement, okay? And that agreement was put in place by President Hansen and them and that crew to keep those that we put in power from taking control, from abusing the power. The Constitution is for the people's protection. That's what it's for. So don't let them get in there and start changing things around, you know, even though the Supreme Court, that's an illegal institution, because it's not they're not being voted on by the people. Any institution that the people is not put in place is actually an illegal constitution. Even the Federal Reserve Bank, that's an illegal system, because we're not supposed to have a bank that the government does not control, okay? And when you do some research on that Federal Reserve Bank, you'll see that Britain controls that, okay? We're actually still a colony of Britain. It's kind of interesting, but when you start digging into it, now I have you asking questions. Wait a minute. How can we be a colony of Britain? You did not win that war that you fought when George Washington did a military coup and stole the government and started calling it the United States. You did not win that. You lost that. And for proof or evidence that you lost, go read the Treaty of 1812. Read it. You'll see that it lost because they're dictating whether we can have a king or a queen and who we can put in office and all that kind of thing. They're dictating policy. How can the loser dictate policy to the winner? You see what I'm saying? We lost that war. So go look up the document of 1812. You got to do some studying. You got to do some reading because you really want to know what's going on. You follow what I'm saying? And if all five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white, if we don't come together and work together as groups, as a group, we're going to lose this country. And we cannot, I'm going to repeat this, we cannot under any circumstances allow this country to fail. This democracy must remain intact. If we lose this democracy, this will be a great loss to the planet, okay? So you have to be careful. You have to be mindful. Be on your P's and Q's. Know what's going on. You got future generations coming behind you. And every generation for a minute has been to war. I'm going to be a non-vet. I've been to war myself. So, you know, and then we got the war in Iraq. You know, every 20 years we go to war, right? Biden took us out of one war and flopped us into into another war. But I kind of agree with him on this one, so we can slow down the, I don't know what you would call Putin, aristocrat or whatever you want to call this guy, you know, but he wants to be a dictator. He's been in there for almost 20 years. He only supposed to run for 8 years. Then he put somebody in his place, and then he got some else going in there. So he literally taking over dictators. So in China. Now, the problem with dictators, the only way you get them out, you got to kill them. You got to run them out. You got to go to war. People got to die to get these guys out of office. That's the problem with dictatorship, okay? The transference of power from when the vote takes place is supposed to be a smooth transition where there's no violence, okay? And when somebody's pushing for violence and stuff like that, they want that dictatorship. And when a dictatorship comes in, it's going to be nothing but violence, all right? That's how the dictators work, right? We want peaceful transitions. We want a peaceful government. We want to work together in harmony with each other so that this democracy does not fail. That's very important. Very, 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 I can't stress this enough. That's very important. This country has to survive. I don't care how we do it or what we have to do, but this country has to survive because this country, based on where it's going right now, with the five tribes beginning to step up, you know, black, brown, red, yellow, white, they're beginning to step up and beginning to fight for justice and fight for each other. That's what's supposed to be going on, if I'm saying, because when Britain dumped empty her jails out and sent what they call the poor white trash over here, the other four tribes that was here took them in, showed them how to grow food and helped them out and all that, because it was about the five tribes at that particular time, okay? Once George Washington got a foothold in, Christopher Columbus and this other little short guy, Napoleon, because they've been trying to conquer the Americas four or five times. This ain't the first time they attacked. But with that three-pronged attack, they were able to take down the Americas. You know, this was called the America before George Washington called it the United States of America. This was called the America before that. And there was a global empire here, okay? This might be something that you don't know. The white tribe, it took them 800 years to get out from under black rule. Nobody want to be ruled by nobody else. We need to be able to rule together. I think we can do that, if I understand, if we work together. Remember, I'm going to sign off. I know it's only been half an hour, but I'm going to sign off. Remember, love is the act to make others feel good, okay? So you go forth tomorrow and have a feel-good day, making people feel good. This is your brother, Ibrahim, from Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love, signing off. Much love.